T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline's brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Holland Capitis. That's where we find Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo. Steelers training camp churns on, even though they're not doing any padded practices, and it isn't open to the media, but we still have molds around like Ray that are getting all kinds of news on this team as it prepares for the 2020 season. Ray, where do you come down on all of the Ben Roethlisberger commentary from his teammates, all of the compliments and kind things and big things that are getting said by them? Is this just your run-of-the-mill, this is what guys say in training camp every year about their quarterback, or do you think it has more meaning than it does in past years?
I think it's your normal run-of-the-mill stuff, Andrew, but the one thing that I do think is noteworthy is the fact that they're talking about him being lighter, with his attitude, and he seems like he wants to be there. And I know we heard that last year and the years before with, you know, when Todd Haley exited and all that stuff too. But it seems like we have a Ben Roethlisberger who's going to be motivated this year, who wants to prove his skeptics wrong. And if you're a fan, that's got to be great news, because when you have a motivated quarterback entering the last couple of years of his career, it could only mean he's going to try his best to, you know, to win another title. So I think that's the only thing that's noteworthy. The other stuff about his weight and, you know, his arm and all that stuff, I think that's run-of-the-mill stuff. But I did take notice of his attitude and, you know, that type of thing.
Ray, if I were Mason Rudolph or Devlin Hodges, I guess especially Rudolph because of where he was drafted, I would hear David DeCastro saying that basically last season wasn't fun and it sucked and he tried to forget about it from an offensive standpoint, and I would be looking down nervously at my feet and kind of kicking the rocks in front of me, very uncomfortable. That is one of the best players on that offense, basically condemning the play of two quarterbacks completely and saying it made offense not fun to play because they were, and he didn't say this part, they were that bad. So if that's how David DeCastro feels, would you say it's fair to say that a lot of the team or the franchise has lost complete faith in both of those quarterbacks as backups?
Chris, I don't know if I would go that far. And tell me what you guys thought. When I was on that Zoom call, when I heard that, I immediately thought of 2004, Alan Faneca being asked about having a rookie quarterback take over, and it was just like, oh, you know, it's going to be terrible. And then what happened? Ben proved himself. So I think the bottom line is either Mason Rudolph or Duck Hodges has to prove themselves more than they did last year if a similar situation arises. So I see where you're getting with that question. And, yeah, of course there's going to be some doubt within the ranks because of the way last season ended. But the bottom line is when those guys get a chance again, they got to play better than they did, especially at the end of last season. So when I heard that today, my thoughts immediately turned to 2004. I don't know why, just maybe they're both guards and, you know, they both had that to say. But, you know, that was sort of my take on it.
Ray, do you think Matt Canada is here more to groom those backup quarterbacks and work with them? Or is he here to put more of the innovative college ideas into the Steelers offense?
I would say the latter part more so. I think this offense needed to be juiced up a little bit. I think it, it sort of got stagnant at the end of last season. So I think that first and foremost, but, you know, it's obvious. You know, since Randy became the offensive coordinator, he's been wearing two hats. And I think those young guys need attention, especially a guy like Rudolph. Coming off the year he did, 2 years left on his rookie deal, they have to find out within the next year or so if he's going to be the guy after Ben. And what better way to do that than get an experienced guy like Canada in there, an extra set of eyes on him, an extra, you know, another coach to make sure he's getting the most out of him. So, you know, I think it's probably more so to do with the college concepts, but I cannot discount the fact that, you know, they've been without a QB's coach for a few years now, and I think it was due time that they added one.
Ray, let's play another fun game of David DeCastro interpretation. When he talked about getting up there in years and then he mentioned Al Villanueva and said, hey, this could be Al's last year, is that a playful shot at his buddy? Or is that something, I don't know, is that a message? What are we supposed to infer from that one?
I don't know. Did he let something slip there? Did he have some conversations with Al when, you know, he knows this is the last year? I mean, we all know that Villanueva's been going to night school at CMU. He's got plans after football. So I wouldn't be surprised if he hangs it up at 33, the last year of his contract. But, yeah, that did catch me a little bit off guard. And I tell you, I had to wonder, you know, is that something that they've been talking about behind the scenes and maybe Dave let it slip a little bit?
Ray, do you think that the age of the offensive line is an issue, or do you think it's more of a strength because of the experience and the continuity that they have playing with each other?
Well, I think it can be both if Ben Roethlisberger remains healthy. I don't think it's going to matter a whole heck of a lot. If he's not healthy, I don't want to say this team doesn't have a chance, because I think they'll have a chance to make the playoffs, but they won't be Super Bowl contenders any longer. We saw that last season. And DeCastro spoke to this today. You know, I was one of many people on that call asking about the running game, why it struggled so much, and Dave just came out and said, you can't have a running game if you don't have a passing game. So it all hinges on number 7 coming back. This offense is going to go, you know, if he's healthy and if he's on this year. And if not, let's face it, it's probably going to struggle again. That doesn't mean that they can't be a decent team like they were last year. If Ben is injured again, it just means that they're probably not going to be contenders, you know, for a Lombardi trophy.
Ray, I want to go back to Andrew's asking you about Matt Canada and every, you know, what his role was going to be. How tough is the lack of a preseason, the relative lack of padded practices going to make it to implement any kind of collegiate concepts or sort of motion concepts that might kind of give them new wrinkles to play with offensively? Is that a big factor, or does Roethlisberger's return smooth that for the whole offense a little bit?
I think it hurts. I mean, let's be honest. I think, you know, they were going to install most of that stuff in the spring, and they never got a chance to do it. So,
yeah.
I think they're going to do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if they took their time now. Obviously, 14 padded practices is not nearly enough, you know, to implement that kind of a new wrinkle into your offense. So, I expect to see it this year. I just don't know if we're going to see it, you know, 5 weeks from today, when they play the Giants in New York. I think it might be more of a gradual thing. They'll introduce some stuff early, some stuff late. But, yeah, I think we'll see it. I can't give you a timeline on exactly when that's going to happen.
When do you think we see Ryan Switzer blossom into the next great slot receiver in the NFL? Ray, you think the Steelers give him a chance to see the field this year?
I got him on the roster again. I did my 53-man roster projection today, and I got him on the team over Deion Kane. Listen, here's the reason why. We all know Switzer and Ben are close. They have a relationship. But he is really the only true shifty, smaller slot receiver on their roster. And let's face it, there is a need for that type of a guy in the NFL today. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Switzer can be that, you know, that next Wes Welker or that Julian Edelman. I'm just telling you that he has some of the tools that those guys have. And as far as Deion Kane goes, I think he's a pretty good prospect, but they just drafted another outside receiver. They got James Washington. I mean, I just don't see how Deion Kane, who doesn't play special teams, beating out Switzer when they got so many other guys on the team who are like him.
Ray, I'm going to actually say this in like a not cutting and cruel way to Switzer, because he's way too easy to take some gratuitous shots at. if he is supposed to be, if he has the shifty guy skill set, the Wes Welker skill set in a very base level, it is very troubling to me that in my time watching him as a Pittsburgh Steeler, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I really don't think so, I cannot remember one instance where he caught a pass, made a man miss, and then made any sort of significant yardage after the catch. I'm being serious.
No, I agree with you. I do remember he had a touchdown against Tampa Bay on that Monday night, but I think it was more of like a simple little out pattern where he got open right away, right? So, I mean, listen, it's hard to argue with your assessment there. He did have a back injury last year that cut his season short. Maybe get him a pass there. But listen, guys, if he doesn't come through this year, I don't know if he's going to be on the roster in 2021. So I think it's a big year for him. It's a big year for a lot of guys on this team. Guys like that, they got to define their niche within this offense if they want to have a future with the Steelers.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers Insider, Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys, appreciate it. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.